What will? And I think I'm going to save Searching for Sugar Man, because I'm still pondering that film, for next week. And just mention a little bit about this article by David Brooks, because in a column by David Brooks, and this is the New York Times of April 2nd, 2013, because as I was reading it, it was curious to me. It was like what I would describe as trickery fluff. It sounded, what's the right word? Like an intellectual challenge, I guess you could say. It sounded smart. And, you know, you sort of probe the fluff and realize there's nothing there. Or what's there is an old there, a Bentham at least old there. I'll talk a little bit about it. It's called Freedom Loses One. And he's saying that in a celebratory sense, because he's saying too much freedom isn't good for us. Right? Straight up Bentham. He wants to ensnare us in a web of obligation. And that's going to keep us busy for the rest of our lives. Trust. Just being obligated locally is enough to make sure that power is left alone globally. How in the world, when we have a world economy, can somebody like, oh, there's a bunch of them now, left, quote unquote, economists telling us to, you know, we can change the world by making our own gardens and joining a co-op, right? While we consume the Chinese people and all the others who provide the cheap stuff for everybody who isn't fortunate enough to live in a zone they're going to allow to enjoy a urban farm experience, in which we are lulled to sleep, to dream, to not care what's going on elsewhere. That's the whole point of quote unquote localism. Trickery fluff. So I found myself wondering, because it was so thin and yet pretended not to be, who is it directed to? And I am concluding the youth in universities who are trying desperately to distinguish themselves from the herd, to escape the common lot. And this again makes me think of the film yesterday, Searching for Sugar Man. Young people today, all of us, because we're born into hierarchy, are struggling. We jump through the hoops. We want to survive. We not just survive, but we want to rise to the top, above our fellows. Precisely the wrong strategy to get power off our backs. And I think Rodriguez knows that. I suspect his not getting boosted up and shown to all of us globally is not accidental. The fact that he comes from commoner roots, earth roots, is not irrelevant to why he was suppressed, I believe. Okay, back to David Brooks. This is called Freedom Loses One. And I found it really interesting that he uses the same words I do. And I believe that power knows these words are threatening and is rushing to fill them with new content. That's what they always do. Richard Wolff, in a recent show, we talked about his attempt to redefine leisure as quote unquote free time. And you see that same con in this column. Leisure is a dangerous word. So despite Sebastian de Grazia's efforts to school us on what leisure, the real deal, leisure means you don't have bosses. And that's our future. Well, power is not happy about that definition. And there's other words they don't want us to claim and define for ourselves. And David Brooks, in this one, this is why I cut it out and saved it, because it seems almost everyone he's got in here. Freedom. He starts out by talking about personal freedom and economic freedom and ends up merging the two into this single freedom. And what does that boil down to? Service to the state.